Welcome back to the Midday Show. Well, I was about to say it's always a pleasure to bring Meir Blaustein, Executive Director of the Woodstock Film Festival, back onto the Midday Show, but I don't think I've ever had you on. I don't think we've ever talked on the radio. We've talked for my podcast that I do. And usually, because usually you're talking to Rick
Yes,
about the
usually I'm
festival.
talking to Rick, but let me remind you that on my birthday, you did play two songs for me, so I was not on the radio,
Wow.
but
Oh.
you did wish me happy birthday and you played two songs for me. So I had kind of like a shadowy present
Right.
on your
It
mid
was, oh, that's nice of you to remember. And anyone listening, I didn't ask her to mention that, but now that you did, I'll make a point of doing more of those for your future birthdays. I hope you had a good birthday.
It was wonderful.
Great. On Saturday, June 27th at 3 o'clock in Saugerties, the Woodstock Film Festival is going to be hosting a summer benefit. And that's why Mayor and I are chatting today. Mayor, tell us a little bit about this benefit and why, we need to urge everybody to consider buying tickets and coming or donating.
So it's happening on June 27th to celebrate the 27th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival.
Whoa,
27, 27.
nice. That's
Our year-round programming, as well as the actual fall festival. The Woodstock Film Festival is a not-for-profit organization. We basically have to raise money morning till night for 365 days a year. But we have only one summer benefit a year, and in fact, the last time we had it was 3 years ago. So
oh.
we don't even have it that often, which is why this year's benefit will be even more special. What happens in a benefit is that filmmakers, artists, art lovers, film lovers, the Hudson Valley and New York City come together. And a beautiful setting. It's going to be outdoors on a beautiful private patio, somebody's gorgeous house in Saugerties. Going to be lots of great food, plenty to drink, live music, silent auction items, all kind of really great, unique items. But most importantly, it's going to be really great community. And it's an afternoon gathering. It's, I think, 3 to 6 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. The last time we did it 3 years ago is any indication it's going to be so wonderful and it's going to be better than last time. But it's just so beautiful and lovely, and people have such an incredible time. And all of that is in support of the work that we do year round to bring the annual Woodstock Film Festival to everybody's backyard up here in the Hudson Valley. So I hope that many of your listeners will come and join us. We will be very happy to have them. And what happens in this gathering is that even if you don't know anybody, believe me, I promise you, you'll get to know a lot of people right away. It's very friendly.
Right.
And people want to talk to others. So it's very, very easy to start conversations and get engaged. And again, there's going to be lots of good food, lots of good drinks, and some really cool
And
auction items.
there's a performance by the Lara Hope Band,
Lara Hope is performing, and
our
I think there's
friend.
going to be some other Lara Hope and Friends. I think there's going to be some other surprise performances, but for now, Lara Hope is the only one we
That's
make
announced,
public. Yeah,
right?
it's been announced, and she's great. So she'll entertain us, and there'll be other entertainment and it's going to be wonderful. So it's something we do once, apparently every few years, not every year.
Right. Well,
So
this one goes
come.
really, really well. Maybe it will become every year. But just to be serious for a moment, what's going on with the arts? It's like you mentioned before that this is coming up on the 27th Woodstock Film Festival.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason why this happens to be on Saturday, June 27th. But you'd think, you'd hope, you'd expect that maybe it gets easier to pull this off every year. You have more experiences to show how unique and amazing and special the Woodstock Film Festival is. After 27 years, you have that tens of thousands of people who have experienced the festival or have participated in the festival. And you'd think it would be easier with each passing year to raise money for the festival and to pull it off. But it's not.
It's definitely not. It's very much a hand-to-mouth kind of organization. Yeah, you would think, because it benefits so many thousands and thousands of people, you would think that it would be easier for us in terms of private donors and corporations and foundations, but it's not. And we work very hard at it, and we end up, we get what we get, and it's never anywhere near enough. And we have to just do things creatively and somehow make magic work. But with raising money every year seems to be more and more challenging rather than easier. So, and especially these days, because also there's just such, there's
We know why. We
and we know
understand.
why. And we lost some funding, and then we have some new ones. This benefit, which, by the way, you can sponsor. We have one wonderful law firm that has come on
Oh,
board
great.
in sponsoring it, but there's room for plenty more. If you go into woodstockfilmfestival.org and get the information on the benefit, you'll see the various levels. And you get a lot for, if you sponsor in the highest level, you also get a full festival pass. You get a lot of perks.
But I know firsthand, just being involved in the Woodstock Film Festival is pays you back in dividends
Yes.
because, as you already mentioned, there is a deep sense of community in this festival. And then it's like so many wonderful filmmakers. Now I'm talking about the festival itself as opposed to the benefit, but the filmmaking community from not only the Hudson Valley and the Catskills, but also from the city come, and everybody's having an incredible time. And it is a how many 5 6 days of just pure community and cinema. And in order for us to keep doing that, I'm going to urge people to support the festival, come to the benefit, consider a donation.
Thank you. It's I mean, the thing about coming to a summer benefit like that, I mean, yes, you're supporting us, but it's a wonderful occasion. I mean, you'll have so much fun. You'll meet a lot of great new people, you'll
Oh,
make
good
new
point.
friends, you'll see old friends, and you really enjoy yourself. And it's a it's a very cool event, but a very friendly one too. And we'll make sure that everybody is having a great time. But yes, I mean, bringing on new supporters, new donors, new film lovers, art lovers, Hudson Valley lovers, to our community, to the community of the Woodstock Film Festival, is an ongoing goal, and one that I'm, I would love to welcome new friends to the event, and I promise to be talking to them. It really is a wonderful event, and it supports our work. So it helps us do what we do. I mean, what we do is a service to a lot of others. It's either the audience that attends or the filmmakers who participate. It's always in service to others. So by supporting us, you're supporting all these other people.
Once again, the Woodstock Film Festival's summer benefit will take place Saturday, June 27th at 3 p.m. in Saugerties. And I just want to share my own origin story with the festival, in that I used to go, this is before I knew you, Mayor, and I was obviously living in New York City at the time, and I would attend the New York Film Festival every fall. And that would be like in September, usually, like the last weeks bleeding into October. And every year in those early years, people would say, "Oh, we're heading up to the Woodstock Film Festival. It's a fantastic time." And I used to, at those first couple of years, I was like, "I want to do that. I want to go." And then I figured it out and I started going. This is like 15 years ago, easily, and started making it. When the first or second time I went, I was hooked. So I would just make a point, and that's how you and I got to know each other. But I would attend every year, and I don't think I've missed one since.
You
So
have not,
I'm glad to be part of the community, is what I'm saying.
and yes, you have not missed it. And if you ever think of missing it, I will not let you. You're
Okay,
an important part.
I've been warned. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for coming on, and we'll definitely be talking to you again coming up closer to the festival.
Thank you so much, Adam.
All righty, Mayor Blaustein, Executive Director and co-founder of the Woodstock Film Festival. here on the Midday Show.